Lisa Pereira is back with us to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
Education Minister Helen McEntee has written to schools instructing them to review their admissions policies to ensure they uphold a child's legal right to an appropriate education. That's a story carried on the front pages of the Irish Examiner and the Irish Times. It follows a review by the department's inspectorate of 15 mainstream primary and 15 mainstream post-primary schools. The review found that almost all policies contained clauses that could deny admission to children with learning difficulties. Two court cases are covered extensively in today's newspapers. The Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Daily Star carry pages on the trial of Anthony McGinn, who's pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing the deaths of best friends Kia McCann and Dlava Mohammed on the way to their Debs in Monaghan in July 2023. McGinn was found to be driving his BMW at 151 kilometres per hour in an 80 kilometre per hour zone on a wet road before it skidded and ploughed into a tree. Surviving passenger Oisin Clerkin said he had asked McGinn to slow down. "I said goodbye to Kia and I woke up in hospital," he told the court. Monkeys and quicklime featured in evidence yesterday in the trial of Richard Satchwell for the murder of his wife Tina, which he denies. Dublin Central Criminal Court heard that Mr. Satchwell had emailed an international monkey organisation on the date he said Tina died, saying his wife would leave him if two monkeys which he'd ordered and sent money for didn't arrive. An investigating detective also told the court that a week later, Richard Satchwell did a Google search for quicklime, which can be used in the decomposition process. The Herald reports on the trial yesterday of 34-year-old Leanne Kelly, who's accused of destroying a Dublin bus by setting a light during the riots in November 2023. The Irish Daily Mail quotes the words gargantuan and crazy used on different sides of the Atlantic to describe the huge exports of medicines in February and March to the US to avoid Donald Trump's tariffs. The words were used respectively by Dan O'Brien of the Institute of International Affairs in Dublin and Brad Setzer with the US Council of Foreign Relations in the States. Mr. Setzer said pharmaceutical companies in Ireland were exporting around 5 billion euro a month to the US per year, but March's figure was increased by a factor of five. Mr. O'Brien said it would lead to a bump in corporation tax, followed by a fallback and possible job losses. The Irish Sun has what it calls the Great Camogie Rebellion on its front page. In an editorial, it says the Camogie Association risks scoring an own goal if officials don't move to resolve the issue of players wanting to wear shorts and not skorts. Criticism of the Belfast rap band Kneecap continues in today's Belfast Telegraph, and it's from former Sex Pistols frontman John Lydon. He was referring to comments by Kneecap appearing to support Hamas and Hezbollah and calling for the killing of MPs. In a television interview yesterday, the singer formerly known as Johnny Rotten said Kneecap were following what they think is the Sex Pistols route, but he said, "You shouldn't be making enemies of your fellow human beings." A cartoon in the Irish Farmers Journal manages to find a link between the process to elect a new pope and a delay in payments to farmers for improvements in biodiversity. In Jim Cogan's drawing, a farming family is watching the papal conclave on TV. "Do you think we'll have white smoke soon?" asks the wife. The hard-pressed husband replies, "I bet we'll have a pope before there's white smoke about my acres payment."
That's Lisa Pereira. It's 11 minutes past 8.